Yeah, no, it is. You know, hopefully there's something that goes up and tries to put a little bit of pressure on the favourite. So, you know, if they can run along fairly strong, you know, hopefully she can slot into a spot and don't have to be too negative from the gate.
Colosimo is in that final 16 or in the field of 16 at this stage for the two-year-old classic, but you'd want to see a positive run today, and I guess the only negative there is, again, where that draw is for Colosimo.
Yeah, look, the outside gates obviously made it a little bit harder for her today. You know, we had sort of discussed not going around today and just trying on Tuesday, but going to run today, there's a lot of rain expected at Brisbane next week, so you know, didn't want to be in that situation where we missed out on having a good hit out in the trials on Tuesday or the jump outs they have at Eagle Farm on Thursday. So look, just probably going to ride her back from the gate today. There looks to be good speed in the race, and as long as she's hitting the line well, I'll be pleased.
Sir Moments goes around in the buffering again. You've got a group here, Steve, at the moment that hopefully will all come together on January 14.
Yeah, look, that's obviously they're all aimed towards that big race day. Look, it's a really, really strong card of racing today at Eagle Farm. And, you know, with this $10 million race day, you'd only expect it's going to continue to get stronger and stronger each year. So, yeah, look, he's first up today, also drawn out. But, look, he naturally gets back. He likes to just get switched off early and come with a big run at the end. So, you know, he's probably going to be improved by the run, first up 1,300. But, you know, I expect him to be working the line well.
You had the one run down in Melbourne in the early spring and you decided to pull the pin straight away and just prepare for what you're doing now?
Yeah, no, exactly. Look, obviously disappointing when he ran down the straight at Flemington. I think he sort of got found out up the straight the first time. He was very lost, never really travelled in the run at all and didn't finish off. So just elected to bring him back home, give him a little bit of a freshen up and obviously aiming towards Magic Millions.
And what about Beatniks? Can this horse sort of rebound third up?
Look, she was obviously disappointing the other day, but she got back, you know, copped a good squeeze on the turn, and that really put her out of contention, you know. So her first up run was good. She's drawn a good gate today, and, you know, with a good track, I think it should race pretty fair. You know, it's obviously up in class a lot for her. It's a pretty strong mare's race today, but, you know, if she can have some luck in running and some of the more fancied runners sort of, you know, have tough runs, you know, she's a chance of running into the money.
Okay. Can I ask you, you've got Colosimo hopefully running well today. Dream Kisses still on the way, the filly on the way to the Magic Millions at the Gold Coast?
No, she's not going to go towards the millions now. She's got a little bit shinny, just in one shin.
Right.
You know, she's a big, big, strong, heavy filly. You know, I just want to do the right thing by her and tip her out. It wasn't very bad or anything like that, but, you know, you need everything to be going right into a Magic Millions, and she'll go to the paddock now and have 6 or 8 weeks off and, you know, hopefully come back for something in the winter.
I understand. As you're right, I mean, I know it's a lucrative day and you want to have them there, but you want the horse around for a long time too, don't you?
Oh, exactly. Look, she's a filly who's shown nice ability. I think she's only going to be further improved with another spell, and, you know, she'll... certainly win our share of races in the future.
Mate, good luck today with all of them. You've got a big team, as I say, a few of them heading towards, hopefully, the Gold Coast. Hope they all run well. It's going to be hot and humid up there, but hopefully with a couple of glasses of champagne celebrating, mate.
Yeah, no, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Good on you, Steve. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, Andrew.
And Happy New Year tonight, mate. Have a good night. Steve O'Day, training... Candica, Doubt Defying, Sir Moments. He's got a really strong contention there and horses heading towards the Magic Millions. And that's interesting. So Dream Kisses comes out. So there's another one. So Hootson for Toby Edmonds, the winner from last Saturday, becomes number 15 in the order of entry. With She's Our Star, Dream Kisses and Dispatch coming out above her. So it'll be interesting. Does she make it? Does she need another run? Or after today, is she going to make it easily in that final field of 16 when it comes out on Tuesday week? Steve O'Day joining us there on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Be part of a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Canterbury today. See tab.com.au for details. On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the TAB app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
Yes, for those that are joining us after 7 o'clock and the alarm going off, welcome to our racing service for the last day of 2016. It is December 31, and today we're out to Canterbury. A good four, penetrometer 4.91. The rail's in the true for the first time in about 4.5 weeks. The last watering took place on Thursday. 3 millimetres went on. It's already about 25 degrees with a top at 28. There may be a light shower, the lightest of showers around Sydney over the next hour or so, but it's not meant to be too much. Gosford today, they race on the Central Coast. It's a good four. The weather's clear there. They have the rail at 3 metres, the same place as it was on Thursday. Eagle Farm in Brisbane, a huge program there. Hot, humid, 34 degrees. The track's a good four, the rail at 1.5 metres. And Moonee Valley, their first race isn't till 4:40 today, with the meeting going into the night time, coinciding with the program at Perth, with the meeting at Ascot with the Perth Cup. Moonee Valley is a good four. The penetrometer 4.65, and the rail's in the true for the first time in a month. Talking about first time for a month, testing, testing, testing. Come in, Ron Duffersey.
Happy New Year, Andrew.
Oh, Duff, it's great to hear your voice. We've corresponded a couple of times only in text. I wanted to leave you alone. Have you freshened up well?
The mind's nice and fresh, looking to find a few winners to, well, just finish the year off, hopefully. And look, I've been listening and online and, you know, copying the abuse off Munsey and
Fraser. Fraser's just been
calling me all sorts of names.
Oh, boys.
But anyway.
I spoke to him yesterday. I said, "Dust back, you'll be right for seven." And he said, "Oh, I don't know about that." He's now regretting, I think, one of the words that he used. I don't want to use it at this time of the morning, but it was fairly aggressive towards you, Ron. You know, I don't know what's going on there.
We'll see what happens, Andrew.
Now, Hong Kong seems weeks ago now, but how was it, the international meeting?
Oh, it's always a good meeting. It's a big carnival. You know, they get some good horses around the world, and it's just a terrific meeting. It goes from strength to strength, like our main meetings here. You know, yep. It's grown with the rest of the world.
It's remarkable what happens with the horses too. I got a photo yesterday from Gary Moore. These horses are still in quarantine in Melbourne, Rebel Dane and Takedown. They come out, I think, middle part of this week coming up. I think that's what it is, or the end of the week coming up. But they're still going through quarantine.
Yeah, it's a bit tough, isn't it? And it's hard to win over there, you know, especially after you know, our spring going over and trying to peak up a few times. It's not easy to do, you know. No. You need a plot a course there when you go to Hong Kong or any carnival.
Yeah, understand. Canterbury today, how's it look, mate? It's a really strong Canterbury Classic. I can tell you Weatherly has been officially taken out of the race to run in the Schweppes race two. It needed two scratchings for it to run, and there's none there at this stage. So Paul Massara has taken the decision that Weatherly is out of the Canterbury Classic to run in race two.
Yeah, I think it's a good meeting, Andrew. It's falling apart again with scratchings here, and there's no reason for that other than there's too many options for horses going forward, and we've had a lot of racing. So it'd be a bit disappointing with 19 scratchings so far, but I think there's a little bit of depth to a few of these races.
The first race, obviously, as we get ready to launch into all the interviews that you've got for us, but so much intrigue in this filly from within in the first race. It nearly equals the intrigue on a filly in Melbourne tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. No, look, she looks the real thing. Obviously, she was scratched from Monday, and that race probably was only worth 50,000. This is 100 and will qualify for the Magic Million, so that would have been their thinking there. And she takes on a high profile colt here in Chauffeur, you know, high price yearling. He got the job done at his debut. There's a rap on him, and we got a colt out of the Breeders' Plate. The Breeders' Plate form's always good form. Is he the forgotten horse invader? He was wide there, so it's a really good, interesting start to the day with, I'd say, the form will stack up.
Yeah, that's the key. And, well, they're all over this from within. The market, even for the Magic Millions, it hasn't earned any prize money. I want to say $9.
Okay. Look, I think she'll be shorter than that after today.
Yeah. Well, some people suggesting that if she won today, she could end up being favourite after today. But there's so much interest in the Bruce McLaughlin as well that that market could just get changed so much today.
Oh, look, it's the name on everyone's lips. Whoever wins last, you know, are we forgetting that brilliant barrier trial of Gaze Horse during the week, and we're forgetting, you know, David Hayes's filly from Wyong. I thought she was good. A lot of people wanted to pot that win. I thought she did at both ends. You know? We got some. All of a sudden, this Magic Millions is really starting to take some shape.
Yeah, exactly. Looking at it here with Tab, with that two-year-old Magic Millions, Medinity is the favourite at $6. Mm. Invincible Star, who we saw trial this week at $7. Single Bullet at $8. Dinigan at $9. I don't reckon Dinigan's going to make it, but anyway, Hootson at $9.
Nice horse.
From Within, the one that we're talking about, is at $11 right now. Ours to Keep at $11, and Champ Elect at $15, who's going to barrier trial going into the race. So, and Chauffeur then at $15, and Debonairly at $15, and Falconic at $15. So there's a few that run today. Paul Massara's online. He's got Weatherly. Well, Paul, you've had a few goes at getting Weatherly to the track, mate. You're there today.
Yeah, we're there today, thank God. Oh, jeez. It's a time that we're almost there.
Yeah, you've had a few things go against you, obviously, including the weather. But today, you've made the firm decision. You've taken the horse out of the classic.
Taken out of the classic. We said, I think we're going to be eliminated anyway, so it won't be an issue. But I thought we'd just take him out. We're definitely going to run in the three-year-old race. I think that's the race for him today. Right distance, got to carry a bit of weight, good race for him resuming.
Paul, 301 days off. Well, what have been his issues?
A couple of things, Duff. He, first of all, we got him, he was just about to race again, and then he got entrapped with epiglottis, so soft palate issue in his throat. We had to go in and kind of give it a little nick to release it. That meant we had to kind of pretty much start again. I thought we'd kind of be able to continue, but ended up having to kind of have four or five weeks off, kind of not doing much at all. We were monitoring during that time to see where we could get him back. Anyway, we just had to take the medicine and just wait for him to come good. Then we kind of had him rolling again, got him up and going, and he caught a virus just before he was about to kind of kick off again, and kind of had a week of quite a high temperature, and we had to back ride off him again, and had a little bit of consolidation on his lungs. So we just, once again, had to take the antibiotics and take our time with him, and then reset again. So we've just been a bit unlucky. It's kind of been almost two preparations without getting anywhere before we've been able to get to the track.
So obviously it's always a big ask first up from such a long break for any horse.
Yeah, it is. Listen, he's a colt. I think that being said, it sounds funny for listeners that don't know much about, you know, the difference between training a colt and a filly, but he's a horse that probably needs to get to the races and needs to that match practice to be back at his best. He has had a long time off. I think we've probably got him as fit as we can, and you'll probably think that looking at him when you see him today. But I still think he needs the match practice today. Can he win? I think he's certainly been in the finish. I think he'll be at his best, you know, with a stable two under his belt.
Okay. And the gear changes there so quickly, the blinkers, crossover nose band?
Yeah, that's more to do with the gates. He's had a couple of issues in the barriers, and we've just found that he begins a lot better with the barrier with the blinkers on. So he's been in that gear for his last two trials. We've been very happy with him, so we just didn't want to change anything. They don't make a huge amount of difference to him in the running, the crossover nose band went on because of the soft palate issue. So that's kind of a recommended gear change as a result of that, just to make sure they're not breathing through their mouth, and hence that part of it. But the blinkers have just been in response to the gates. He's a little bit slow early on in his career. He can muck around a little bit. We seem to have ironed that out in his last couple of jump outs at home, and also his trials have been good.
Have we identified a racing pattern for this horse?
Not really. I think it depends a lot on how he jumps. Obviously from the widest gate today, you know, he's going to settle wherever he can kind of slot in. I'm suggesting we'll probably be towards the end of the field. It looks like there's good pace today. Even though it's a small field, they might obviously hold up. But I'm guessing just looking at the pure speed, we could settle handy, or we could, there's only seven in it, so yeah. We might be three pairs back, equally one off or something like that.
And finally, have you got a championships horse there in the stable?
Oh, listen, definitely. I think he's he's got tons of talent. There's no doubt he doesn't lack any talent, but it's been a bit difficult. And I think if we can put a few together with him now and then give him a let up, he'll be definitely a horse for the championships.
And what about the preparation for the Magic Millions from a company point of view? Plenty of inspections out there in the Hunter?
Yeah, we have, actually. I was telling them up the other day between trainers, owners and agents. I think we had about 82 people through inspecting our draft. Big draft this year, 58 horses. It's the biggest one we've ever taken with the Magic Millions. So the boys on the farm have been very busy and they've done a great job. But it's pretty hectic, actually, with that number. And but it's been great. I think inspections have been up, and I think it should be all things remaining the same for the next couple of weeks. It should be a pretty good sale.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to it with the sale there leading into the huge race day. Mate, as I said at the start, and you've well explained it to our listeners what the process has been, I hope he comes back really well for you today.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, Paul. Paul Massara there. As Ron, as he mentioned there, he's a horse with tons of talent. He's just got to be able to be given the chance to show it.
Yeah, no, he does look a very talented horse, but we're working with early two-year-old form, so it'd be lovely to see him come back to the races and show that he's still got that talent. Judging by his trials, he seems to be back in business, so wishing him all the best. Yeah, it won't be easy for him today because it's a sharp little field, but trying to read between the lines, I think they're expecting a nice run from him.
Yeah, understand. Well, the two-year-old can offer up so much today in both Sydney and Brisbane. Gerald Ryan's got chauffeur lining up in the first race at the moment with the Magic Millions two-year-old race. He's a $15 chance. Gerald, a race of high expectation for everyone running in it today, this first race.
Yeah, true, Andrew. You know, pressure's on there and... The ones that are going to be a chance up there, well, no matter where they're racing today, they've got to stand up and do something today.
Yep.
Your bloke was pretty tough winning at his debut there, Gerald.
He was good, Ron, you know. He's a horse, he's never been a great gate speed horse and all that, and he doesn't begin and get run. He's always gives the impression he's going to be a better horse ridden back, and as the races get to 1,400 metres and with a three-year-old, 1,600 hopefully, but, you know, today's 1,100 around Canterbury, so it's probably not his ideal race, but as long as you go there and race well and finds the line good, we'll be happy heading up there in a fortnight.
And you're happy enough with the way he's trained on?
He's trained on terrific. He's trained on really good. Everything right. He looked terrific here Friday, a week ago, and he looks well, and I think he's taken good in benefit from that race, yeah.
Race six, Dances on Stars. He must have pulled up well. You put in a late nom for him here.
Yeah, when he first come back from Queensland, this the race I sort of was thinking about it, and then the owners, he changed hands and they went real wrapped on running around Canterbury, but you know, he ran okay the other day. They ran off his legs and you know, those back markers couldn't get into the race because they were running too quick up front, but I was still happy with the way he finished off, and he's pulled up really well after it. So I thought, oh, well, didn't want another race for him for 3 weeks, so I thought I'd throw the nom in and come off the track bouncing and kicking this morning. He's done nothing all week, of course, but so I thought, oh, well, have a throw at the dice and see. You know, it's a long time since he's won a race, so I've got to try and do something to get the horse to win a race.
And your other runner left is Deploy. He looks a horse of some quality. Nice win first up.
He's done really well, Ron. You know, he good form early against good horses, even though he's getting beat. We've now got Galdit come back, and he's come back very well. He's a good win first up. And Josh Parr was to ride him today, but by the way, it's been out, it hasn't. So I thought I'll go the other way up, except and just pull the weight off his back, and drops, 5 kilos or something from winning, and I know it's a harder race, but he's certainly trained on good.
You've had a bit of luck with young James Innes lately.
James has been going really good. You know, he's, the last couple of months, he's settled in and done the right thing, and his riding's improved, and he's he can get off you and tell you something about a horse too. You know, he's got a bit of nous about him, and he rides a lot of work here, and you know, should remind you that Randwick, and but no, he's going good. You know, he's fit, well, and keen, and that's why his race day performances are going good.
Good luck today.
Okay, thanks, John.
Good on you, Gerald. Gerald Ryan going through them. Depoy, as Gerald just said, drops five after the claim of a couple of kilos there. How do you see that horse in that race?
I think he's an improving sort of horse. It's a, there's a couple of three-year-olds that Peter Snowden's got there that look the testing material, but he's right up there in the numbers with me.
They've been patient with Mediterranean. I think it was in a race, or could have been in a race, I want to say last Saturday week, but time gets away at this time of the year. But they've been waiting, and they've got today, and then hopefully off. And he's seen really attractive in a recent trial.
Yeah, for sure. He's always been a bit of a spruik horse. And, well, not a spruik horse. He's run at the top level all the way through his career, put it that way. Since winning his maiden at Canterbury, he's raced in Rosebuds, Run to the Roses, Stan Foxes, Golden Roses, whatever. And I think the key to him is they've gelded him this prep, and he's got the big flashing trial next to his name there. And he's an interesting runner today. He looks to be flying.
Steve Baster's missed out on riding Weatherly in the Classic, but he's still got a couple of nice rides here today.
Yeah, well, he rides light. This is the new talking point of these weights, so the spread of weights, which I think is good. I honestly, the jockeys aren't, understandably, they're not real happy with it. But we're seeing a lot of lightweight riders getting more of an opportunity now as well. So it's interesting. Maybe it needs tinkering a little bit. I don't know about these changing the weights after, you know, acceptance time and things like that. I haven't really read right into it. But I think it's a positive thing personally as far as the industry's concerned.
Rod Northam's joining us. He's got big money in the Canterbury Classic. Morning to you, Rod.
Morning, Andrew.
And you're on the road on the way down.
Just on the way to stables to get ready and take off.
Righto, beautiful, mate. You had the horse in, was it last Saturday, and then the rain came. You've been really sweating out for a firm track?
Yeah, I had him in a fortnight ago when the rain came, and as his form suggests, he just doesn't handle the heavy track, so we pulled him out, and looks like we'll get a nice track today.
What do you make of his run at Eagle Farm, Rod?
Yeah, it was okay. He probably needed the run, and I might have just flattened him a little bit leading into it. We had a bit of an issue with him earlier in the week, and probably tried to play a bit of catch up a bit too close to the run. And obviously, he was just a little bit flat and sort of didn't really accelerate when he expected to in the straight.
Okay, so we can expect him to be hitting the line strongly today?
Really happy with him today. His work the last fortnight's been great. He's had no issues whatsoever, and really happy that he's going to run well today.
This filly you got in today has captured a bit of attention, Lulu. She was pretty good first up there at Scone.
Yeah, she's a really nice filly. Obviously, it's pretty hard to get a line through the form against some of these fillies today. But everything she's done has been brilliant. And she's just improved every time she's gone through races. And I still think there's a little bit more improvement in her. So it'll be a good test for her today just to see where exactly she's at. We'll decide which path we're going to take with her after today.
Always happy to run her against, you know, the old open sort of fillies here, not the highway.
Well, the point of today is to get a bit of a gauge on where she's at. She's been racing against older colts and geldings, like tough country horses, and then she's coming back against classier three-year-old fillies. So how that stacks up, I don't really know. But she's got a lot of ability, and as I said, there's still more improvement in her.
Okay. She's obviously a very, very well-bred filly. How did you get hold of her? Obviously, she was bred by the Batemans, and you've had a little bit of an association there. Has she got any confirmation faults or something that she didn't go through a sale?
Look, she's not perfect in front. She was probably a little bit small, but she's actually grown into a nice filly now. And it was just a bit of a... a bit of a thank you from the Batemans for Odyssey Moon. They gave me the opportunity with this filly, which was really nice of them.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic, yeah. You get the chance. Hey, something I should have asked Paul this one, and I apologise for not asking Paul, but while I've got you, I can. You galloped with Weatherly, didn't you, recently with Big Money?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did, last Thursday.
Can you give us, I mean, so last Thursday week, so how was it for you and the gallop overall for Big Money? And I guess you can't answer for Weatherly.
Yeah, they're both not great track workers, Andrew. I don't want to say too much.
Righto, fair enough.
I don't want to say too much against Paul they both work nicely.
No, I understand. No, I totally respect that. I didn't want you for Weatherly. It was more just how Big Money was.
He worked really well.
Okay, beautiful. Mate, appreciate it. Good luck. I hope the travel down is all worth it today with the two runners.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. Rod Northam joining us there with the very latest on his. Nice filly going forward, Ron?
Yeah, I think so. They rode her a bit close there a couple of times last prep, and she sort of didn't finish off. But when she's just been held up a little bit, she's come with a. I know it's only a scone benchmark 60 or something, but there was just something about her win first up that she looked stronger. And like I said, she's got that good-looking pedigree, being a Fastnet Rock out of Apasu, who could run along a bit as well. So she's got a little bit going for her, and I thought she had a. Even though this looks a very strong race, I thought she had a rough hope today.
Just updating on the scratchings, we'll give you the updated ones from this morning. As I told you, Weatherly has come out officially of the Canterbury Classic, race 7, number 17. In race 8, Bogey's come out this morning, race 8, number 12. And in race 9, you can now scratch number 9, Magic of Dreams, and 11, Belle Celine, 9 and 11. So they're the extras. Which brings us to 20 as it stands right now. There's about 4 or 5 minutes to go until scratching time, but they're the extras that have come through this morning. Mate, we haven't had too much time on the Canterbury Classic. How do you see this year's, today's edition of it?
It's a good race. It's an interesting race. You obviously, what threw me with the race is doing the form. I sort of love these two mares. I Am the Lady, obviously, and Flippant.
Yep.
Just when you sort of have a good look at it, it does look like their grand final's going to be at the Gold Coast, those sort of mares.
Yep.
And they just could be going in today a half a run short, so keen to have get a feel for them on track here today. So at their top, I'd be wanting to tip both of them, but trying to read between, sometimes you can overread between the lines. It does look like grand final day, the Gold Coast, for those two mares with the performances they put there last year.
Jockeys make decisions, trainers make decisions on which one they're going to ride. Brenton Abdullah has gone with Ball of Muscle, and that gives the chance for Jay Ford to jump on His Majesty. And Jay's online. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, guys.
You just got to take these opportunities.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Brent had committed himself to Ball of Muscle, and obviously, with His Majesty, going to get a light weight, and obviously I ride a bit for Kim, presented me the opportunity with this fella today.
These weights has thrown you, not a lifeline, but I mean, it's thrown you right in the big picture again, being a lightweight jockey, Jay.
Yeah, I suppose, the weight scale, the way it is now, is obviously of a benefit for myself, being one of the few that can ride 53 comfortably, day in, day out. So I've sort of, rather than going to the races with three or four, I've sort of picked up those extra one or two lightweight chances.
And you've had a bit of luck over the last month?
Yeah, things are going really well at the moment. Been getting plenty of rides, plenty of winners. Felt like I've been riding pretty well, so hopefully that can continue on.
His Majesty we're just talking about. I just thought that tempo may have been against him a little bit there first up. I know he travelled up, but it didn't go as hard as expected in that race, where they'll go a bit harder here today, I would have thought.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, the other day, he come out slowly and then improved through on the inside. Then they sort of held up, and he looked like he was the winner all the way, and then I guess maybe resuming on a softies track, he might have blew out late, but he should get the race run to suit today. He's just going to need an ounce of luck at the right time because he's going to be sort of buried away back on the fence.
You start off with this filly of David Hayes's, French Skyline. You wouldn't know too much about this Victorian filly.
No, only I watched her run the other day and I thought her debut run was okay. She looked like a horse who probably wants to get over 1,400 a mile. So I think if a few of these fancied runners do it too tough up top and take each other on, I think this horse is going to be strong late, so she might get into a placing somewhere or maybe even get over the top of them.
Agner, you would have had a look at her win as well. She's a filly that has Sydney experience on the side as well.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, previously trained up here, and she was a dominant winner at the Valley.
Okay, that line's just gone a bit dicey, Jay. I don't know. I think it's just the signal. You still there, mate?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, gotcha now, yep.
Yeah. No, I was just saying she was a dominant winner at the Valley. Obviously, this is a step up in grade, but she gets a lot of weight relief, so she should learn well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, this freestanding, he seems to have turned the corner. He's a nice win last time.
Yeah, he won very well. Look, he's a very consistent animal, and he deserved his win the other day, and he put them away quite comfortably, so... similar sort of race today. It's sort of hard to line up a lot of these highway races, but the horse is in good form, and I'm sure he should give himself a good account again.
Promass for Team Hawks, ready to sharpen this type of race?
Yeah, looks like he's been running very well, consistent. Sort of got held up marginally the other day, but hit the line well again. Takes on a few of the same horses here again. Yeah, it looks a good race for him. Another one sort of down in the weights, should be able to run pretty well.
Talking about down in the weights, I thought it might help Hetty Heights in race 6.
Yeah, I think this is probably one of my better rides of the day. She looks like she's building towards the win, obviously going to 1550 for the first time, but down on the limit, give her a soft ride early, and the way she's been finishing off, she should attack the line really strongly with the 53 on her back.
And you finish with LA Chevelle, who's just a genuine on-pace mare.
Yeah, very much so. She's paid for her consistency. You know, she's got 60 on her back, but I think this is a race today where she can get up on top of the speed fairly comfortably, and she's a very, very genuine horse, and Laurie's done a really good job with her, and I'm sure she'll run well.
Keep up the good work, mate.
No worries, thank you.
Good on you, Jay. Jay Ford going through a heap of good rides today there at Canterbury. That track is a good four, Penno 4.91, and hopefully after this break we'll be able to pass on the interim scratchings. It's 28-8, Sky Sports Radio.
As the holidays roll on, Sky Sports Radio keeps bringing you winners. On Monday, Racing HQ from 6:30 a.m. is your perfect start to Tattersall's Cup Day at Randwick. Interviews, markets, tips and more. This holiday Monday on Sky Sports Radio.
This January, the Gold Coast plays host to the Southern Hemisphere's finest horse flesh. Recent graduates of the Magic Millions Gold Coast yearling sale include Awesome Rock, Capitalist, Global Glamour and the world's best galloper on turf, Wing. Progeny by Australia's leading sires, plus first season stallions including Epaulette, Sizzling and Zoostar. Go under the hammer from January 11 at Magic Millions, Australia's undisputed number one sale for Group 1 winners. Catalogue at magicmillions.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Be part of a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Canterbury today. See tab.com.au for details.
8:26. The scratchings have gone interim for Canterbury. It's overcast there, but look, they're saying maybe a light shower, but the lightest if they get any out there. It's a good four, penetrometer 4.91, and the rail is true. Race one, a lot of these have been in recent days, so they'll be in the press. Race one, take out two, Coorg, 6, Septengo, and 7, Tiara Star, 2, 6, and 7. Race 2, number 8, Vienna Romance, number 8. Race 3, number 2, Suspenders, number 2. Now, in race 4, you can take out 4 Grand Rouge, 5 Ricky Royal, 7 Lion of Africa, and the bottom one as well, who's, of course, lining up in the third. So, out of the fourth, 4, 5, 7, and 14. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 2, Berry Delicious, number 2. Race 7, take out 17, Weatherly, number 17. Race 8, number 8, Dark Eyes, 12, Bogey, and 14, Static Lift, 8, 12, and 14. And Race 9, take out 2, Kanachi, 4, Secret Trail, 8, Tree of Jesse, 9, Magic of Dreams, 11, Belle Celine, and 16, Suspenders. 2, 4, 8, 9, 11, and 16. So, Ron, after a heap of scratchings sort of Thursday, Friday, it's held up okay this morning.
Yeah, pretty good this morning. I think we're going to just lose Valier, who won't get a run as being an emergency. That'll be the only other horse to come out there. Yeah. So, look, we've still got a good betting program.
Joe Pride's got Ball of Muscle coming up into the Canterbury Classic. Morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
Talking and listening to Tony Brazel this morning earlier, you've given the horse just a little bit of time off. How's he going to bounce into this today?
Look, he should run really well. Obviously, deliberate plan to run him in a, I'm going to say easier, not anything easy about this race, but an easier race or grade than what he's been up against. Been out of the winner's circle a long time, this horse, and very important to get him back there. So just thought giving his chance against these lesser grade than what he has been racing against would be the best opportunity for him to do that.
Yep. He's got a bit of an awkward draw there, Joe, but look, he's got Survival drawn inside him, and I think that looks like they'll both get across.
Yeah, look, he's very fast. This horse. There's not many horses that can lead him, and you know, it's not saying you want to get out there hell-bent to lead today, but I'd be pretty surprised if he couldn't lead him. And if they do, it'd be to their detriment, but we'll be rolling forward. All the speed of course is drawn out wide, so I think he shouldn't have any trouble clearing inside ones, and then it's a matter of, you know, how much pressure comes from the outside.
These couple of runs at Canterbury have been pretty good too.
Did, yeah, he ran second in the Canterbury Classic a couple of years ago. He's got knocked off the last little bit. So, you know, he's a horse who's certainly well placed here, but just needs to regain his best form.
Could your mare upset him? I am Zalodi. She seems to be going well.
Yeah, she's super talented, this mare. I took her out the other day, and unfortunately we had to miss a run. With her, because of the wet track, she's hopeless on him. And I trialled her here on the Monday that followed that, and it was a good bit of a wet track that day. She didn't finish off as I would quite like, but she's still quite big a condition. I've got no doubt the run's going to improve her a heap, but I just wouldn't underestimate her. I think she's a genuine group performer, this mare, and she's a funny mare. Her best is absolutely brilliant, and her other runs are mediocre. So she's a mare who can mix her form, but I think she's in for a really good preparation.
Yeah, I think that explains that second trial where it was on a slow seven, and all her dry track form is absolutely brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, that was the third trial, the step up to the 12. She had a massive blow up, and I mean, when I watched her go past the post, I just thought, well, geez, thankfully I didn't run her on that Saturday. It would have been a bit of a disaster, I think. But I think with those three trials in her back, she hasn't raced for a while. She'll parade pretty big today. She's a beautiful big mare, and so I'm just really looking forward to the preparation with her. I think she's a bit of a star.
Okay, so is the preparation go to the Gold Coast?
There's a chance, yeah. Look, we've got to see how we come through today first. She had a little bit of travel sickness last time I took her away, and I sort of, you know, I've just got to put everything in place to make sure that doesn't happen again. But the main goal with this mare now is to get some black type for her. She hasn't got any. She's only, I think, raced one group race before, but get some black type, and I'm sure she's going to play a big part in the Eildon Carnival. So.
Beauty.
Okay. The other one I just wanted to get a grab on was Weissman, who won on Thursday at Gosford. Seems to be a nice future.
Yeah, he's done really well. So he's a son of Denman, just a three-year-old. He's won 2 out of 3, and he could have had a pretty good excuse. He's been second one after being scratched up at Wyong at the Barriers. I'm pretty excited by him. He sort of withstood a fair bit of pressure the other day, but very strong through the line and ran a fair bit of time. So.
Yeah, no, we look forward to seeing him again. Good luck today, mate.
Great. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Joe Pride joining us there. He's right. We had someone on during the week or last weekend, Ron, the horses that lose form. You know, you just want to see them win, don't you? You know?
Yes, you do. And especially mares, you know, like once they lose their form, I think you got to start from scratch with them again. But you like to see, like you say, a horse that hasn't won in a couple of years, you'd like to see him break the ice before you put your money on him again.
Yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, Brenton Abdullo was locked away, and then Kim decided to run His Majesty here. What about Shiraz, Ron, the other one of Kim's? How do you see Shiraz out of its last run?
Yeah, look, I think He went a bit better, and that was the race where they just slowed up. I thought Sabiba went too slow up front in that race, and the Monster, they stacked up for a razor sharp. I thought they walked, so I didn't think these back markers had any hope. Shiraz was doing good work late there, and I think it was a total forgive run. So a bit of a D-day for him today. He's third up. He should be ready for a race like this, and you'd expect him to be savaging the line late.
Yeah, it'll be interesting just to see them. And you mentioned Sir Bible. It goes pretty quick, and it's interesting. Wayne Kerfoot's coming from South Australia to take the ride today.
Yeah, well, he's got the 53 today, and there was probably limited jockeys that could ride him at that weight. So he's ridden him before. He rode him, I think he rode him in the Goodwood.
Yeah, no, exactly. All right, now our next guest, Ron, I don't think we've had him on since you went on holidays.
Give him a spell.
He's had a decent spell. I hope he's had no spell, though, but he joins us on Racing HQ at 20 to 8, Chris Waller. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, everybody. How are you?
I'm well. Where you been?
Rose Hill.
Been working.
You haven't been too far.
No, not at all.
No, I understand. I've got to ask you about Winx, because we haven't had you on for 3 or 4 weeks. How is she and what's she up to?
She's well and just in her sort of three-quarter phase where she's building herself up to some stronger gallops. And well on track to be resuming racing early February in the Apollo Stakes. And prior to that, she'll have a couple of trials. Just have a look while I'm talking to you where the first trial will be.
It comes around quick, doesn't it?
Sure does. Yeah. 17th of January she'll be trialing.
Wow.
And the second trial on the 31st.
Okay.
Yeah,
after the races after that. 11th of February, Apollo Stakes.
Okay, less than 3 weeks back at the trial. So, what about this filly today, Chris? From Within, she looks very sharp.
Yes, yeah, she does.
You don't like pressure early, do you? You don't like...
Not really. look, she's never been off the bridle, so that was Hugh's only comment after he rode her in the trial. It's just, he said, look, I'm sure there's plenty there, but that's the only reservation. I didn't ask her to do anything because she was going fast enough. So I'm sure she'll be fine, and it's good to have a good barrier. Glenn's had a ride on her in her first trial, and obviously the punters have got her as a pretty short price favourite.
The marketplace does like her. You scratched her on Monday. Is that just in case she wins, it's a prize money factor that gives you that option to run the Magic Million?
Yeah, exactly right. We're not going to make a decision today. First of all, she's got to win. Secondly, she's got to be impressive enough to go up there to be competitive at only a second start. But that's just like saying, will she run on the golden slipper?
Yeah.
It's just impossible. Yeah. So let's see how we go today, and hopefully she can get her career off to a good start because she looks a shining light.
Yeah. A couple of lightly raced fillies in race 3, 7th Chick and Bold Carlotta.
Yeah, 7th Chick was quite a impressive horse in her first preparation, but she hasn't shown me the same this time around, so bit reserved on her. Bold Carlotta, she's doing everything right. She has a big filly, might be looking for a little bit further. So that's my only concern with her. But with the lightweight, with James Innes aboard, she'll be competitive.
Race 5, Leopari, 5 weeks in a trial since that last run.
Yeah, I was disappointed with that run. It looked a perfect race for him. The race set up perfectly. He didn't let down at all. So hopefully it's not a distance factor, because his two runs prior to that were very good over shorter trips. So he's drawn to get a nice run. He did trial well, and no excuses for him.
Obsidian, third up 1900, should be okay for him.
Yeah, should be getting to his peak fitness today. Good draw. Just a slight gear change. I think we've put a bubble cheeker on his right side because he just wanted to lay into the right last start, and the distance is an important factor. So he's one that could improve.
Race 6. I want to make a case for El Cerise today. I know she's hardly the punter's pal, but I think when you sort of started riding her forward in Melbourne a couple of preps back, she found some form, and her Canterbury form is fairly solid.
Yeah, dead right. It was about this time last year, from memory, we used to roll forward and she responded well for an apprentice on that occasion, and held her form. I think she won about 4 in a row. So we'll try a similar formula with rolling forward. They want to go silly, we won't lead, but if no one wants to lead, I'd be happy to lead with her. Claiming 3 kilos, she gets down to 53, which is a good weight for her.
And Redoutable Heart, well, it was a nice race for him, back on a dry track today.
Yeah, he looked one-paced last start, and I'm sure it was just that soft track. So no excuses, good draw, shouldn't be far away from the speed, and racing really well.
Okay, race 7, Strawberry Boy. 1,200 might be a bit short for him these days.
Yeah, he's obviously a bit older again, and also he's had a long spell, so he does look very big. Mm-hmm. If he could run midfield, I'd be more than happy.
And the last couple of runners, Avanarco, knocked himself about there first up with a few lacerations, I read in the stewards' report.
Yeah, fortunately, he's come through it okay. He's drawn well. He's an in-and-out sort of a horse. When he's on song, he can really fire, but when he runs bad, he runs bad, and that was last start. But hopefully it was just that galloping or getting galloped on that affected him. His work's been good. I can't fault him. He could easily bounce back, but it's always a query.
Mm. And Disgraceful was good first up last prep.
Yeah, he's trialled really well. He's got an awkward gate to overcome. That's my only concern. Had he drawn an inside barrier, I would have been quite confident. So just needs a little bit of luck, Ron.
Okay, lovely. All right, well, we look forward to seeing the two-year-old today, and we look forward to seeing Winx back at the trials in less than 3 weeks.
Remarkable. How long did she have in the paddock? We talk about the quick turnaround, Chris. I mean, they very rarely get, 3 weeks or something?
Yeah, because she got held up. She did get galloped on in the Cox Plate. So she was in the stable for about a week in Melbourne with antibiotics. But after that, I think got a good 3 week break. But look, she's just done a treat. She looks fantastic and nice and bright, and attitude's fantastic. So really happy with her.
Yeah, we can't wait.
First part of their work's pretty easy too. It's like a busman's holiday. They're just trotting and cantering at the farm, and that's like a holiday for them as well.
Yeah, understand.
How'd that horse come through the spring? Is he spelled well?
Yeah, really well. He's muscled, or not, I wouldn't say muscled up, but he's furnished. I wouldn't say it's a complete package yet, but he's better than what he was in the spring. I think what the biggest thing with him, the penny's dropped now, and he's a racehorse, so you should see him go from strength to strength.
And the other one's Fox Play that could sort of take that step too?
Yeah, she's knocking on the door. She's a multiple Group 2 winner, I think. Mm. But it's going to be a pretty exciting time in the next 3 or 4 weeks. We've got a lot of young horses, and obviously they'll be out there for everybody to see.
We look forward to one in particular in the first race today and one tomorrow. A daughter of Black Caviar running tomorrow, Chris. It's amazing how things just turn around, mate.
Yeah, sure is. I guess a matter of no time we'll be talking about the same about Winx, or hopefully.
Yeah.
But no, we're excited for Neil Werrett and the team with the Black Caviar sibling. It's great. It's what racing needs and what they enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck today. Thanks for your time, Chris, and Happy New Year. I want to say it, and I've said it a few times, but just while I've got you online, Chris, and Peter Snowden is waiting, and I just want to say thank you again to all of our guests right through the year. Trainers, jockeys, owners, track staff, track managers from the ATC, from every other club around New South Wales. I want to thank them personally. On behalf of everyone at Sky Sports Radio, we sometimes annoy you, and we realise. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But our listeners, thank you for all of the information that we receive from all of the parties in trying to back a winner with Tab and Chris. Just while we've got you, you've been probably one of the more regular ones, as well as Peter Snowden. Have a great night tonight, and good luck today.
I can just see Pete shaking his head on the other end of the phone.
Come on.
We do appreciate you saying that.
I sincerely think
a lot of people take it for granted, but we take it very seriously, and we try and give out the right information as freely as we can. And we've got jobs to do, but no, it's certainly appreciate you saying it.
And before, just a quick one, I know Pete's still shaking his head there, but I'll ask him the same question. Are you happy with the mucking, well, not mucking around, the spread of weights, that what they're doing with the changes in the weights here?
Look, I'm not happy with young horses, particularly after just one or two wins, carrying 61 kilos, mm-hmm. because I think, if anything, the punters should be blowing up, because horses are inconsistent with that weight. And what the punters don't see until next start is how they recover for carrying 61 kilos. Right. So I feel every horse has got a breaking point, and you've got a horse lined up for a $100,000 race. It's a big deal for the owners. And then the weights come out, you've got 61. You sort of question yourself, well, why do we invest in a nice horse, city class horse, when it's going to be carrying 61 kilos at its second start? So that's my argument. It was taking a year to try and get that down with mm-hmm. it's fallen on deaf ears because they're hell-bent on getting the spread of the weights, which I do respect 100%. I'm all for a spread of weights as well, but you've got to make it a little bit fair. So what they've done is a good idea, but booking jockeys is now a nightmare. Same story. Mm-hmm. You tell an owner who's invested in a horse that's racing in a $100,000 race that they've got Hugh Bowman to ride on Tuesday morning. When the fields come out, they drop the weights to get the spread of the weights, again, which we agree with. But you ring the owner and say, well, sorry, you haven't got Hugh Bowman. There's no suitable 53 riders, and you've got a rider that hasn't been riding in town or out of form or things like that, that may have even not even ridden the horse before. You all of a sudden, it's a change, and we're trying to get consistency with horses running to form, and it makes it a little bit harder. So good concept, but it needs fine tuning.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you. Chris Waller joining us there, and Peter Snowden is joining us. Pete, happy new year tonight, mate.
Yeah, same to you, Andrew, and all the listeners. Best of luck and good fortune for next year as well.
And I know Ron is probably going to... You've just heard Chris's thoughts on this new weight spread. What's yours?
Yeah, look, he's pretty well spot on. It needed a bit of a review, but just tweaking rather than a massive change, I think it's dramatic. And changing weights at acceptance time, that's, you can't be doing that. It's just, as Chris alluded then, you're right of your choice. You book 2 weeks earlier for special race, special horse, special rider of the right race, and then come acceptance time and you drop 3 or 4 kilos and you've got 2 hours to try and find a replacement rider, which is not fair to anyone. So that certainly needs to be tweaked. Spread of rates, yeah, sure, good idea, but it's just been a really big knee-jerk reaction down to 53, so really I think it's just too light. I'd assume the top weight stay a kilo heavier and the bottom weight up to 54 rather than a 53. It just gives those other riders a more opportunity to ride them.
Yep, understand.
Pete, Invader in the first. He's got Breeders' Plate form. That's usually good form. How's he returned?
Yeah, nice little horse, Ron. He's not a big horse, but he does work well. He's very genuine. He's been a pretty good field, but he's going really good, the horse. He trialled well. His work was good on Tuesday. He'll put himself fairly close to the speed. He won't be let that favourite get too far away from him. And he's got the ability and determination to give it a fright. But he's good enough to beat it, I'm not sure. But he'll certainly know he's there.
Spending to win, you already said one of these tie-back operations. You've had a bit of success with that with a few horses recently.
Yeah, I've said before, it's an operation now that one time it was a last resort. Now it's more you're disappointed if it doesn't work because they certainly got better at it, and there's more horses come through it. Probably nearly as good as what they were before. As last time, when they had it done, they were like they're getting back to halfway to where they were. So it's definitely an operation that's working. That's been the case with this bloke. He makes no noise at all now, and his two trials have been good, and we're certainly happy the way he's going.
Mm. If he gets beat today, have you still got that thought of that magic million maiden? You won that last year.
Yeah, it's an option for sure. It's a good maiden. It's there. If you get speed today, but we're concentrating on today.
Race 7, you're strong, flippant. We know how talented she is. How forward is she?
Yeah, she's pretty forward. Look, there's no secret that we are heading towards the Gold Coast for in a fortnight, and she desperately needs to go around today to get fitness level right up for that. So I had to run her no matter what. But the draw isn't ideal. She'll need luck. But what you say is right. She's got a fair bit of residual fitness in her from Melbourne. She only had a short turnaround. She looks in tremendous order, but just doesn't definitely need a bit of luck from that draw.
Prince Famous is an underrated little bloke.
Yeah, genuine as they come. He's come back a little bit stronger. Drawn awkward, but he's got. It looks like he's got a good card across from that gate. Same thing himself on speed. He's very genuine. Gets a chance here with 53 kilos on his back. He's definitely in with a chance.
Den Per, good fresh form and easier company last prep, but gets her preferred dry track today.
Yeah, she does, and the soft draw too helps. She'll be competitive. She too's on a Magic Millions campaign, and she looks in great order, very fresh, very well. Normally, when she's like that, she does race well, so I expect her to run well.
Okay, you're very strong in race eight. You got a choice we had back in distance.
He's freshened up. We gave him a freshen up, hoping we could qualify for the Magic Millions. Came off a last start win, which there'd been a lot of form come out of that race that he won, which is pleasing to see. But he's freshened really, really well. It's a surprise. We just had 7 days off and just how well he's come back. Mm. Had a soft jump out here last Friday, and he was sharp as a tack, and that worked strong Tuesday. Look, it's a solid race, but I definitely wouldn't rule him out. He's in good order.
Nicholas, no trial after a failure. Not usually your go.
He had a jump out last Friday, so he had a little bit of work back into him. He had a short break from Melbourne and a week off. Back in, had a jump out last Friday, which is good. Worked strong on Tuesday. He's in good order. He too, hopefully, can get in Magic Millions, but he's there to run well today. He normally does. His form's good. As I say, he's done well. He looks great, the horse. A little bit of an awkward gate, but he's good enough gate speed, I think, to get himself out of trouble and get himself in the right spot.
And you've got Mediterranean here. He's gelded. Is he ready to fulfil promise?
I think so. I hope so. Look, I've been really happy with him since his trial. He's really found a lot in his work, which is pleasing for me to see. It's going a touch awkward on a track that probably doesn't really suit him. What he does have is a great turn of foot, so that'll no doubt will help him at some stage of the race. But unfortunately, we've got a rider on that has been on the horse before, which is never easy, but he's a senior rider and a good rider, so I'm sure he'll adjust the horse. But he's going extremely well, and I'll be disappointed if he doesn't run very well today.
Is Secret Trail up in Queensland?
Yeah, she's there, yeah. Yep.
Okay. What do you expect from her today?
Look, she's a chance. She's in really good form. It's the time for her to have a crack at a race like this. She's beating a couple of the better performed horses, but they're first up. So she's got fitness on her side, a soft draw, no weight, dry track. And she'll give herself every chance for sure. She, as I say, she's in very good form, and we've found out Peter riding her. She won't get that far back today. She'll probably be midfield. Might be touch worse, depends how fast they go in the race. There looks to be a little bit of speed there. But she's in good form. She's arrived there in good order, and I'm sure she'll put herself well.
Thanks, Pete.
You're welcome, guys.
Good on you, Pete. Peter Snowden there running through. We've had an array of guests that will help us back plenty and do help us even more coming up shortly. Mike Fraser's going to join us.
Did you put the early morning call in for him?
He is quite reluctant to come on, given that he called you, I think. Was it a grub?
Oh, please.
Was it?
I missed that one.
I think it might have been. No, that line's just dropped out to Mike Fraser. We'll see whether we can restore it. Cheryl in with the...
Actually, I've got a ham steak and a poached egg here ready to go.
Fair dinkum. Jesus, you go good. On the tooth, fair dinkum. All right, back with you in a moment, Duff. And Mike Fraser, Glenn Munsey, as we start looking towards Canterbury Classic Day. Right now, though, on Sky Sports Radio, let's check out all the scratchings. For Canterbury, it's a good four, penetrometer 4.91. The rail is true. Race one, takeout two, Korg, number two, along with six, Septenko, and seven, Tiara Star, 2, 6, and 7. Race 2, number 8, Vienna Romance, number 8. Race 3, number 2, Suspenders, number 2. The 4th, takeout 4, Grand Rouge, 5, Ricky Royal, 7, Lion of Africa, and 14, Lalulu. So 4, 5, 7, and 14 out of the 4th. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, Canterbury, number 2, Berry Delicious, number 2. Race 7, the Canterbury Classic, take out the two emergencies, 16, Velour and 17, Weatherly. Race 8, number 8, Dark Eyes, 12, Bogey and 14, Static Lift, 8, 12 and 14. And race 9, number 2, Kanachi, 4, Secret Trial, 8, Tree of Jesse, 9, Magic of Dreams, 11, Belle Celine and 16, Suspenders, 2, 4, 8, 9, 11 and 16. Provincial racing today on the Central Coast at Gosford. It's fine and a good four. The rail in the same position as Thursday at 3 metres. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 8, Dark Elixir, number 8. Race 3, number 6, Ponchinello, 10, Ajita, and 11, Sam's Oscar, 6, 10, and 11. The 4th is clear. Race 5, number 4, Parlez-Vous, 8, Byblos Boy, 9, Yeoman, and 12, Fast Cut, 4, 8, 9, and 12. And Race 6, take out 1, Biscuit Time, 3, Engaging, 15, Star Surfer, and 16, Max Reward. 1, 3, 15, and 16. They're the scratchings for Gosford. Now, the storms have gone through Nowra. They've had 41 millimetres of rain.